State Senator John Cowdery has been indicted for bribery and conspiracy. The federal charges were made public today. The senator is in Juneau for the special session. He referred all questions to his attorney. The indictment is no surprise to those who have been following the federal corruption probe that has sent three former state legislators to prison so far. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
The indictment relies on FBI wiretaps of VCO executives Bill Allen and Rick Smith, who have already pled guilty to bribery and have testified about it in trials. Senator Cowdery was named repeatedly in their testimony, and also Ben Stevens, who was president of the state Senate during 2006 special sessions on oil and gas issues, the time the charges refer to. Evidence and convictions already on record make it clear that the VCO executives were bribing state legislators to get support for then-Governor Frank Murkowski's deal for a gas pipeline with the North Slope oil producers. Cowdery and Bill Allen were close friends, and Cowdery supported a bill then under consideration to change the way the oil industry was taxed. The indictment quotes phone conversations and a discussion in an Anchorage restaurant that the FBI somehow recorded in June of 2006 involving Cowdery, Allen, and a person identified as State Senator A. Senator A is campaigning and a member of the Finance Committee who flies planes. Senator A has been determined to be Senator Donnie Olson of Nome, who was campaigning for the Democratic nomination for lieutenant governor and was in need of money. Senator A talks about a possible fundraising effort by VCO. He is quoted as saying, "How much are you good for?" To which Allen answers, quote, "We can probably go 25. Senator A tells Cowdery that, quote, "If you have 11 votes in the Senate and 21 votes in the House on the PPT, I'll be there with you." The indictment says that later that day, Allen had a phone conversation about this with State Senator B, who has been determined to be former Senate President Ben Stevens. In that call, Senator B tells Allen that Senator A, quote, "needs that money now." Contacted in his Juneau hotel room today, Cowdery referred all inquiries to his attorney. Senator Olson, who lost out to Ethan Berkowitz in the 2006 lieutenant governor nomination race, has confirmed that he testified to the grand jury. Today, he told APRN's Dave Donaldson that any comment he might have would be delivered in the courtroom.
What can you tell me about your relationship with VCO, and particularly during that campaign period?
Well, I think the relationship with VCO will come out during the trial if I am indeed called as a witness. And so that's about all I can say right now.
Olson has not been charged. Ben Stevens has not been charged. Cowdery has been ordered to appear in an Anchorage courtroom to face bribery and conspiracy charges on August 11th. Reaction to the indictment has been swift. Governor Palin put out a press release calling on Cowdery to resign from the legislature. The Democratic Party called on Ben Stevens to explain himself, and the Alaska Public Interest Research Group used quotes from the wiretaps to argue for the Clean Elections Initiative. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.